say to you today, my friends, this is a sound that will pick you up and land you in a place of euphoria.
Across Australia,
I give to you
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan Alcott, Tanya Hennessy, and Angus O'Loughlin.
Back on the air. Good morning, Australia. Good morning to you, Tanya Hennessy.
Boys.
Good on you, T. How are you?
Boys.
No, she's not here. Tanya's sick. Just us, Dylan Alcott.
G'day, guys. I'm back.
You're actually here. Because I actually have a sound effect for you as well. I play this one when you're not playing.
Dylan Alcott here in the building.
But this is your live voice here.
Dylan Alcott here in the building. Now, that actually is me.
That's you.
Hey, so has this show been on for the last 5 weeks?
It has, mate, and you have not been a part of it.
Oh, I thought when I wasn't here, they just went best off.
Well, let's get, what was the last show you actually did?
It was actually the end of August.
No, you went over to the US Open in New York.
US Open, and then
how'd you go?
I lost. Played poorly.
Not even worth it.
No, I sucked it up. And then I went to the Nike headquarters, which was Plan, one of my sponsors.
Yep.
I'll tell you a bit about that on tomorrow's show.
Yeah, that's huge, actually.
Yeah, and then I got back, and then I was dangerously crook in hospital vomiting.
Yeah, called a sickie at 6 a.m.
Yeah, I was on the way in and vomiting.
Okay.
And then last week, we had radio holidays.
We did. So you haven't been on for over a month. Here's, you know, like when, you know, like Australia hasn't won the Test Ashes in a while, and they say the last time the Aussies brought home the urn was, you know, this had happened. So anyway, I've got some sort of statistics around some stuff that happened the last time you were on the show.
I like it.
It was winter when you were last on the show.
Oh, that was.
We've changed the whole season. The AFL and NFL finals hadn't even started.
Ooh, very good.
Of course, AFL wrapped up last week with Richmond. This week, of course, we've got the NRL grand final. We didn't know that Nikki Webster was the alien on The Masked Singer back when you last
True.
Did that show.
Hey, The Masked Singer's bringing back a lot of careers.
Yeah, and Kevin Rudd was prime minister. I mean, it was so long ago that you were on this show.
Hey, guys. It's great to be back.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Up next on the radio, though, I'm going to tell you about something incredibly embarrassing that happened in my life last week when I was on holidays in Townsville. Just met my brand new, one of my best mates in the entire world. He's brand new, or his son, 2 years old, Cedric. And I played something on the TV on YouTube that shouldn't be seen unless you're over 18.
Oh, no.
So I'll tell you what happened next.
Hey, we actually had a bit of travel going on for all of us. It was radio holidays, but I was in Samoa this week doing a bit of work for one of my sponsors, ANZ. You been to Samoa before?
I haven't. No. Isn't it Samoa?
No, it's Samoa.
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 Yeah, and it was really cool. They're amazing people. I was actually there just to check out some of the stuff that they're starting to do some advocacy around disability because, man, it's so tough. Like, people getting around on skateboards, like no wheelchairs, no crutches, even if you had no legs.
Like, okay, so lack of resources.
Lack of resources.
Funding.
And they've started to do some stuff. So they're starting to build wheelchairs and things like that, which is super cool. And I'm lucky that I do a lot of travel, obviously playing tennis and that. And I always try not to go full Australian. You know when you're away and you see people going full Australian?
That's me. I'll go, if you walk into a bar in New York, you'll hear me in the corner. I'll be like, yeah, mate, bloody hell. I had a kangaroo as a kid.
Okay, I knew.
No, mate, I wrestle crocodiles all the time. Steve Irwin, that's my uncle.
Yeah, and you know when you say things from the country of origin that you're from and people don't get it, and you don't really get why they don't get it.
Okay.
And I went a bit wanker mode in Samoa when I ordered a coffee, and I actually went pretty full Melbourne here, and I was like, get up. And I love my coffee. Mm-hmm. I'm currently drinking a coffee out of, Angus?
A milk jug.
Do you know why I'm drinking out of a milk jug?
What's that?
Well, I love our network, Hit Network, all across Australia. However, guess where the cups are in the kitchen, the mugs?
Oh, they're up high.
So I'm drinking out of the
you
milk jug.
You can't reach it.
So I've currently made a coffee in the milk jug.
Which is actually the jug that you would froth the milk in.
Yeah, exactly right.
You reach it straight off the machine.
Exactly right. But I ordered a coffee in Samoa, and I was like, g'day, can I get one piccolo, please?
Ooh.
Oh, and the guy's like, excuse me? And I was like, piccolo.
He's like, is that that? That's a guy from Dragon Ball Z.
See, he's looking at me like, what? And I didn't get it. I went back to the well 3 times. A piccolo latte. And then I was like, oh, do it.
Yeah.
You're a wanker.
Yeah. And then you asked for it with, soy milk.
I did. And then I said, can you please make that in a milk jug for me?
Yeah. Oh, good to see you can admit you're a wanker. Yeah.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
And I have to apologise to one of my best mates in the entire world, the great man Cliff Kern, CK in Townsville. He's on radio up there.
Cliff.
So people might be listening right now on Hit up there and they recognise the name CK. He's one of my best mates.
Yep.
When I started my radio journey, he was in Townsville. And this guy was like the person that I idolised, right?
What have you done?
he's got a beautiful baby boy. He's about just under 2 years old.
What was his name?
Cedric.
Great name.
Awesome name.
Cedric.
Yeah, beautiful good boy. Name. Like, he's the most gorgeous, young, energetic, enthusiastic kid. But because he lives in Townsville, I hadn't had a chance to meet Cedric yet, right? So it's the first time that I'd met him. Flew up there on our little holiday radio break. Did everything right. Bought a present.
What'd you get him?
Out for dinner. I bought him a pair of, I was in Japan for the Rugby World Cup, and I bought him a pair of the shoe brand that we were obsessed with, myself and CK, a few years ago, called Bathing Ape.
Yep.
So I bought him a pair of Bapes sneakers. Like,
that's
kids.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool present. I ticked all the boxes, but everything came unstuck because of YouTube. So Cedric's at an age where, you know, you chuck on YouTube on the telly. He's got a smart TV and he was watching 100 Animals. And so on YouTube, they're like, CK had sent it from his phone, like the app on his phone, and he pushed it to the TV. And all of a sudden, from his phone, we're now watching it on the huge, you know, 50-inch TV of Animals. And Cedric's watching them and it has a buffalo and he goes, buffalo. And then he goes, buffalo. It's like learning animals. And,
cute.
And yeah, it's very cute. We're having a chat and a couple of beers on the couch. And then we were talking about, you know, what are you into? Like, what kind of music are you into at the moment? And we're talking about, we're both hip-hop fans. And I was like, oh, you know, are you on Little Dicky?
Oh.
Now, Little Dicky is this white rapper who's kind of, you think he's a comedian, but this guy has some flow.
I can rap.
This guy spits bars, everybody. You might know him from the song Freaky Friday with Chris Brown that was like, I think earlier this year. Right, this is Little Dicky. Now, he had a song that went viral. It was called Earth. And in that song, Earth, there was like, I'm not even kidding, 50 of the world's biggest celebrities collaborating on a song about climate change, including Leonardo DiCaprio at the end of it. But like Shawn Mendes, Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Sia was a kangaroo, Ed Sheeran was a koala.
Everyone loves him.
Everyone was in on this song. And CK and I watched it. And so we're watching this clip and it, you know, it goes, sounds like this. We love the earth. And the graphics in it are amazing. And so we're just going, this is such a great clip. And Cedric loves this song.
Yep.
And I went, oh, well, have you watched Lil Dicky's song Pillow Talk?
Oh.
And anyway, so then CK's like, I haven't watched that.
Not as educational.
It's still very funny. But CK's like, oh, you know, what's in this video? And I'm like, oh, actually, Cedric's going to love it. Do you know why? Because there's a little animated brain in it. And like the brain talks and Cedric's going to love that. So let's put this on. I forgot that at the start of Little Dicky's Pillow Talk is a very full-on adult scene. It starts in the bedroom. And the whole thing is, I'm pillow talking with a chick. And it's like there's a moment where in slow-mo he slaps her bare bum and it like ripples. Like and Cedric's eyes are fixated on the TV screen.
Cedric's like a sponge at this point as well. He's a two-year-old.
Now, I don't know how to change the smart TV. So when I had the phone in my hand because I'd put in Little Dicky's Pillow Talk. And so I quickly like do what I do. I scroll down and push, you know, delete the app from the phone. Doesn't happen on the TV.
Oh.
Can't find the remote. So I'm in this scramble in their house to try and find the remote to turn off the TV. The moment I turn off the TV is the moment the cartoons begin and the sex scene is finished. So I would like to apologize to a future understanding Cedric, who's now two, thinking of this as like a time capsule apology for when you're 16 years old and understand that I'm sorry.
Uncle Angus, not putting on YouTube, putting on the other.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Hey, coming up real soon, something that I have not done for 5 weeks because I haven't been here. Mm. We're giving away some R&B Friday tickets, baby. R&B Friday Live. We'll be doing that before 8 o'clock.
Very exciting. Not as exciting as the news I just told you in that.
Woo!
Dylan, that's a big news I just dropped you in that track.
I've been asking for you to do this for me since we met.
Yeah. Here's the thing of what's about to happen, Australia. I am going to break a radio rule.
Ooh, radio dog.
Yeah, big radio dog.
Radio dog.
Ooh, the old salty radio dog. So what happens is in radio, you've got to have what we call like a payoff, right? You don't want to leave someone in suspense and not. It's like getting to the end of a movie and it doesn't resolve itself.
Credits roll.
Here's the thing. You right now listening have a chance to resolve this story, but only if you guess what happens. I've just told Dylan a secret I've been holding on to for weeks. It is good news for Dylan.
Huge news.
And how pumped are you about it?
Oh, I'm proper pumped.
Literally been fist pumping since I've told him during that song. I'm about to play you Dylan's reaction, but I have beeped out what the actual secret that I told Dylan is. So this happened moments ago in the studio. All right, Dylan.
Yep.
Good news. Great news.
Good.
Like, make your morning news.
Ooh, that's big news.
This is the most exciting news I've ever told you.
You told me some exciting stuff. Woohoo!
This is waking up as a kid on Christmas morning and you're about to unwrap the big present under the tree.
I normally have got a sniff of what you're on about when we hang out.
Yep.
I've got nothing. I'm excited.
Dylan?
Yep.
Congratulations.
Yep. No way!
Yep.
Oh, as if. Oh, that's unbelievable. We've been talking about this for so long.
That home happened moments ago in the studio. Now, obviously, you don't know what I told Dylan, and I won't tell you. Dylan won't tell you. We won't tell our producers what it is. In fact, let our producers have a shot. Jane, you're out on the microphone. You don't know what the secret is. I told Dylan, you're outside. What do you think that secret is? That is incorrect. Bron, do you want to have a guess of what you think that secret is? Okay. I'm not going to tell you. But 131060, have a shot right now, Australia. If you guess it, we will reveal what was beeped out. But if you
hit
don't...
Hit us up.
If you don't guess it, you'll never know.
I don't care because I've got it, baby. Woo!
131060, all guesses taken after Miley Cyrus and Slide Away.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
We are doing something that you're not meant to do in radio right now, and that is... not telling you, unless you guess it, the ending to a story. So moments ago, I told some Dylan a secret I've been holding on to for about 3 weeks. Now, this was your reaction in a song just before.
No way!
Yep.
Oh, as if. Oh, that's unbelievable. We've been talking about this for so long.
Now, if you guess it, Australia, on 131060, then sure, the secret is revealed. If you don't, we'll never tell you. It's in the vault, never to be told again.
Also, great edit because a couple of swear words in there.
Yes, I did have to take out a couple of F-bombs. That's how excited Dylan was. So let's just take some calls. If you guess it, it will all be revealed. And our producers are putting through calls. They're in the dark as well. They have no idea what the secret is. Heather in New South Wales, what do you think the secret is that I told Dylan?
That he's about to become a dad.
Oh, you think his girlfriend would DM me first?
I hope so.
She tells like Angus, just letting you know we're having a baby.
Oh, God, your missus would be so radio if she... Sorry, Angus, I know you'd love to tell the audience before Dylan. Heather.
Well, hang on, now I'm a bit worried. Heather, do you know something I don't know?
I don't know. Well, congratulations if that is true. Hayden on the Gold Coast, what is the secret you think that I told Dylan in the studio moments ago?
I thought you planned or booked the holiday together.
Oh,
I'd love to go over to Bora Bora with you, mate.
Hayden, that would
it.
Be sick. Angus, why haven't you done that yet?
I couldn't afford it. Oh. good guess. Let's go to Dave. Good morning, Dave. What do you think the secret is that I told Dylan? Remembering, if you don't guess it, you'll never know.
I think you got tickets for both of you to go to the NRL final.
Oh, the NRL final.
NRL final, which is on tomorrow.
Yeah, Roosters versus Canberra. I'm a Storm man. So,
is that it, Dylan?
Nah. Also, Angus is way too cheap for that, Dave.
Once again, no money. Thank you, Dave. Let's go to our last call. A big good morning to you, Tamika.
Hi. I think that you bought him tickets to R&B Friday.
Oh, that would be nice, Tamika.
But it's not it. No, it's not it. That means that we're holding on to this secret. Producers, would you like, I know you pressed the wrong button to get on air last time, but would you like to have a proper guess at what you think the secret is before it goes into the vault? I promise you, not even off the air will I tell you what this is.
I really don't know because I thought that maybe you were like moving in next door to each other.
That was your guess before, which people didn't hear,
yeah.
Which is incorrect. What do you think it is, Bron?
I don't know. I thought the trip one was a good one. I don't know.
A holiday together.
Yeah. I thought you might have booked something in.
I hope he does that for me one day, but it's not it.
Here's guys, the thing.
I'm not telling.
Locked away. No one guessed correctly.
Bron and Jade, our producers' faces, they've like proper cracked it.
Yeah, and know. I will not tell
look
you.
Look at their
I
face, they're so dumb.
You had your chance, Australia. But up next, speaking of R&B Fridays live tickets, we're going to give them away.
I'm so happy!
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Coming up after 8 o'clock, Dylan, you are, I guess, famous for being a Paralympic gold medal winning athlete. Of course, you won Wimbledon and Australian Open. You're a tennis player.
I thought you were about to say famous for being in a wheelchair. I really did. I thought it was
that too.
Tip of your tongue, man.
No, you're famous for being an athlete. but you're nearly famous for being on a reality television show.
Yeah.
In fact, one that's about to be rebooted. Wait to hear the moment of how Dylan's life was nearly completely different after 8 o'clock.
Pretty glad it didn't happen.
But first... Go, go, RB Fridays Live is back. Hey, what's up, dude? This is 50 Cent. You can find me in the club. Of course, 50 Cent, one of the headliners, along with the Black Eyed Peas and Janet Jackson. You can still get your tickets at ticketmaster.com.au to grab them, but win them right now with us by identifying 50 Cent in the studio.
Yeah, boy!
We've got a bunch of coins, Australian currency.
We have three coins in my hot little hand. What we're going to do is drop a coin, A, B, and C, three different coins. You have to guess which one is the 50 Cent, and then you get yourself two tickets.
So it could be 5 cents, 10 cents, 20 cents, could be a dollar, $2, but the only guarantee is one of them out of the three will be the 50 Cent.
Congratulations on knowing all the Australian coins.
Thank you very much. I did have to close my eyes and concentrate on that. Good morning to Jamie in Brisbane.
Good morning.
Are you excited for R&B Fridays Live if you had the chance to go? Who would you want to see?
Oh, goodness. Everybody that's there.
Do you know, I'm a Jason Derulo fan.
Jason Derulo.
One of the great pop artists / hip hop artists / R&B artists. I think trumpets would go off live. If you have a chance to see them, if you can guess the 50 Cent coin, Dylan is in charge of dropping them. Let's go. Coin number one. Coin number two. Coin number three. I know it is tough, but it's worth it if you get it right. Coin one, two, or three, which was the 50 Cent?
Oh, they all sound the same. I'm going to go three.
Yeah. Correct!
Oh, did I get it correct?
Jamie, you got it!
I
was looking at the coin and I thought the 20 cent coin sounded more like the 50.
Hard.
What up?
Oh my goodness, they all sounded the same. I was just like, just go for number three.
You had a 33% chance.
Hey, I really stitched you up. That were three pretty similar sounding ones.
They were. And I mean, we had all the other calls lined up. We had Lisa and Zach as well. Unfortunately, they don't have a chance to win because you got it, Jamie.
Oh, yes. That is so exciting. I've been wanting to win for so long. I really appreciate it, guys.
Well, congratulations,
Jamie. That makes me happy.
We love you, Jamie. Well done. You can, of course, get your tickets, ticketmaster.com.au, R&B Fridays Live next month. Geez, the year's flying past when you know
excited,
that.
I'm excited, though.
Got announced in, like, April, and I was like, it's so far away. Now it's just a couple of weeks.
The posters are everywhere.
Oh, it's everywhere.
I'm a massive 50 Cent fan.
All right, of course, you can win your tickets on this station, but make sure you grab them.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
This will take you back. Of course, the famous theme song, or one of them. There's a couple of iterations of it. I think there's this one as well.
This is the
one you remember? Yeah, Big Brother, of course, has announced it is being rebooted on a different station. I think it's going to be on like Channel 7
is rumored.
Right. Yep. But when that news was announced, Dylan just casually said, oh, you know, I was meant to be. I got pretty far in the auditioning phase of Big Brother, which would have been a totally different career, I guess, for you had that worked out, right?
Pretty stoked I didn't get on.
Yeah, on reflection. But at the time, you probably gutted you didn't get
there. Yeah, so
take it through.
I think I was about 20 years old and I got approached by, you know how like producers slide into your DMs?
Oh, so they found
DMs,
you.
Found me somehow.
Okay, so Facebook message.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And like, I'll come down to the trial. I was like, oh, I'd love to. So I went down. I'm like, you know what? Never had anyone with like a pretty severe like disability, like a big one on the show. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty cool. I'm like, hasn't it got stairs?
So you're 28. So this is 8 years ago. So where are you at in your career? You definitely won a gold medal for basketball.
Yeah, I won a gold medal playing basketball. But
tennis?
I hadn't played tennis yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was like at the end of my basketball career before tennis started kind of vibe. And then I went down to the auditions. I was like, you know, if you get asked to try out, sure, they think you might have a good chance. So went through the first couple of rounds. I got like big group things, got through them, got through another round. And then I got to ones where they have like a select group of people from individual states, which I went to down in Melbourne.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, I'm going pretty good here. And then just thanks, Dylan. See you later.
Oh, didn't get through.
Just canned me.
Here's the thing though. Someone did, right?
Someone with a disability got through. So I reckon they were hounding or looking for someone with a disability. And they end up going with another Paralympian, a guy called Sam Bramham, who's got one leg. He's an amputee. He got on the show. So shout out to Sam being the token disabled guy and stealing the vibe from
me. So they were definitely looking for someone to be disabled in that show. But I think, can I say this? I'm pretty sure that year the diary room was up a flight of stairs.
So that's what I thought. It was. So Sam's a good bloke and did well, but I reckon they've just gone, let's go with the easier disability.
We can't get a ramp. It was pretty steep stairs from memory in like a flamingo diary room or something, but it was definitely upstairs.
Would have you ever gone on Big Brother?
I wouldn't look. I'm the same. There was a point where when I was hosting the night radio show on this network, and we were trying to figure out a co-share of. I was going to do my night radio show from the Big Brother house and be a contestant, but I couldn't win.
Yep.
And I had to go through the process of auditioning. And I remember I rocked up to a hotel in Sydney, and it was like the final 30 people in Sydney.
So weird.
And we were in this like conference room. There was about 30 people in there. And the worst thing was, I just remember. It smelled of Lynx, Africa, and Desperation.
Mm.
And all of these people.
Which is pretty much
just,
your smell.
Yeah, that was just me.
Yeah, yeah.
But these people, such huge personalities. And I'm a big personality in this room, and I just became like a shadow. I was just like, I don't want to be here. Mm. And I did the 8 hours, and I'm like, great, Angus. And I remember having a beer with my mate Ego, and I was like, he's like, I had a gum. Like, it was horrible, exhausting. You know, I just, not for me. It's not going to work out, this whole, you know, co-share of, you know, doing the TV show, doing the radio show at the same time. And then I got a text message while we're having a beer, and they're like, you know, congratulations, Angus, you're through to the final phase. We'll see you tomorrow. And I was like, Sunday? I've just spent 8 hours on a Saturday unpaid doing 8 hours. There's zero chance. So who knows if I could have been on. I was just like lazy.
I tell you who'll definitely be on. Mike Goldman. He'll be back.
Oh, he'll be back with the voice.
He'll be back for sure.
Finally. There's only so many AMART All Sports ads you can voice.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
We're looking for a Tanya because Tanya is sick. If your name is Tanya, you know a Tanya, please wake them up. Call 13 10 60. And at the end of the show, we're going to give them the radio, like a microphone, like a soapbox moment, to stand on it and just tell us a story. So then we fill our Tanya quota for the day.
Yeah, we want people to bring attention to themselves, just like I did when I was in America last month. Now, I was there for the US Open, lost. Apologies, everyone.
Oh, did you?
Stuffed it up.
Okay. It was a big deal. Did you actually cry?
Oh, bloody oath.
I imagine you. Because it was a huge thing. You were going to win the calendar year, which is every Grand Slam in a calendar year. Hadn't been done since Rob Laver.
Haven't been that flat for a while. Yeah. It was very flat. But however, lesson learned. Hopefully it doesn't happen next year at the Tokyo 2020 Paralympic Games. However, I was in the airport, and I was pretty lucky that after I went to the US Open, I went to Nike headquarters, one of my sponsors. I'll tell you about that on tomorrow's show because it was absolutely amazing. But while I was there, I picked up this absolutely super dope, super sleek camo spray jacket material tracksuit.
I saw it on your Instagram, and I have to admit, very jealous.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I've never seen it before, right? And it's like...
It just looked like a floating head.
It did. He was just like a head and no chair.
Get it? Because he's in camouflage.
Can't see me. However, I'm like, I'm so in love with this new tracksuit, I'm going to wear it at home.
Good plane wear. Tracksuits on a plane, track super comfy. You need to be comfy.
Planes are the best plane wear. However, I'm in America, right? Mm-hmm. America, known for lots of things, freedom, liberty, and looking after their soldiers.
Oh, they do love their vets. My gosh.
There you go.
So, it's just kind of twigged in my head what's happened.
So I am in a full camo tracksuit.
Oh, no. And you're also?
In a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going through the airport. I was in Portland originally. Then I'm going through LAX. And everyone is coming up and thanking me for my service.
They thought you were like an Afghanistan vet who was hurt over on duty.
They did. They did.
And they've got a huge thing over in America called Stolen Valor, which is where people actually like get like from thrift shops like camo gear, or they get like, you know, official uniforms and they wear it without doing the service.
So to all the servicemen and women out there, to all the Anzacs, I didn't mean to do it on purpose. However, like they're offering me to use the return serviceman line and stuff.
Because there's priority in America to have these weird lanes. And you went through as a...
Didn't do it on purpose. I swear to God. It's pretty funny. Isn't it?
That's the worst thing you've ever done.
I didn't do it on purpose,
life.
But I just wore a camera. I'm like this. One person came up to me like, thank you so much, sir. And I was like, I don't get it. And then I'm like, oh, crap, I'm wearing camo.
You shouldn't have saluted, though. That was the worst part.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Tanya Hennessy off sick this morning, so we need a Tanya. We're going to finish the show before 9 o'clock with a story from a Tanya, which could be you if that's your name. So if you are a Tanya, come on the air. We'll give you the microphone and the platform of national radio just to tell a yarn, and then we've got our Tanya quota for the day covered. So call us, 13 10 60 if you're a Tanya.
Yeah, now, you know when you go to the mail, Angus, and you open an envelope and you're like... No return to sender. That looks like a government.
Like a government little stamp.
You just know two things.
And you just going, please be rates, please be rates.
Exactly right.
Because you don't want it to be? You
are fine.
Yeah.
They've done something naughty. And you know that feeling when you, let's be honest, the police force, they do such a good job.
Yeah, amazing.
99% of the time, they're correct. Like very rarely, if you get a fine, you're like, oh, I'm going to be able to get that off.
Sometimes you just look at it and you go, oh, it does seem like I could probably fight it, but it is mean. I'm not going to bother.
Still going to lose. Yeah. However, I was reading a story about a young dude over in Adelaide who got off a fine. Now, he was driving a truck and he was going the speed limit. He thought he was going the speed limit. And he was going down a hill, going 90 Ks. Bam. got pulled over, got a $1,000 fine from the cops. And he's like, I was going the speed limit. However, the police force said that he was going 30 kilometers over the speed limit.
In a 90 zone?
That's a pretty different. Yeah, so yeah. He's pretty different.
30, that's high range speeding.
That's really, so he was like, I'm in big trouble here. However, there's new laws over in South Australia that say trucks and buses traveling along the state's southeastern freeway now have to go 60 kilometres an hour instead of 90 k's. All other cars can go 90 k's.
Oh, so the rest of the traffic's going 90, but because you've got, well, what a lot of people might not know about Adelaide, you know, I lived there, I grew up there as well, is they've got, as you enter, there's a really famous, as you come out of a tunnel, steep hill that comes down, and there's these, if trucks, their brakes fail, they turn off into these stone bits because it's so steep. So, okay, that makes sense that they wouldn't go. And it is 90 k's there, but for a truck, it probably should be.
Fair enough.
Less.
However, this poor guy was just in a sick ute.
Oh, he's got like a big Ranger, like a Ford Ranger, huge Rams.
And they're mistaken for a truck. So the poor guy pretty much lost his license, $1,000 fine. However, got off.
Of course.
Good news of the day. However, when I was telling you the story, it brought up a story about you being almost a big dog criminal.
Well, look, you know, I've been called a bad boy my whole life. A lot of people see me, they go, God, man, that guy.
Because you got six tattoos.
I got tattoos. I got stickers.
Stickers.
Yeah. You know, I got scars. Got a third nipple.
You do have a third nipple.
I got some bad stuff that happened. So,
pretty disgusting. That's the
sound of the police. Pretty familiar with the popo. But this is actually, I'm so not bad. I'm such a good boy. I haven't never had a speeding fine in my life. But this is in Townsville. I had a 50cc scooter because, like I said, bad boy. And as I was going on the scooter, I got pulled over by the police. And the guy questioned me. He's like, hey, excuse me, where were you yesterday? And I was like, just, you know, in Hermit Park, you know. I think I was just sitting around watching TV. This is years ago, like 8 years ago. Anyway, I got taken, had to park my scooter. I got taken in the police paddy wagon to the jail or the police station.
The lockup.
Not put in lockup, though, because I matched the exact description of someone who was involved in an armed robbery the day before.
Must have been pretty ugly.
Thanks, mate. But, they just in case, and I'm sure the getaway car wasn't a 50cc bright yellow scooter. But anyway, I got taken in. But the police got it wrong. It wasn't me that time. But I remember being so nice to them. I was like, better safe than sorry than let someone go. Let's do it. 13, 10, 60. 99% of the time, the police are right. But tell us that 1% of stories. When did the police get it wrong? We'll get your calls on next.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
On Weekend Breakfast with Dylan Allcott, Tanya Hennessy and Angus O'Loughlin, we're looking for your calls on 13 10 60. When did the police, that's the sound of the police get it wrong? Now, we would like to shout out the boys and girls, the ladies and men of the in the blue. We love your work. You're the best.
Do a great job.
But we just want to hear the 1% of the time that maybe something goes wrong. Ideally,
we all make mistakes.
Can I tell you the perfect call in an ideal world is they go to storm a house for like a raid or whatever and they get it like wrong. It's like, police! Slash, bang, bang down the door. It's the wrong house.
Scared,
I thought you said 78.
Yeah.
Oh, you said 79. Blackburn Street.
That's what it definitely happened.
Now, this happened in South Australia. A guy got a $1,000 fine, a speeding fine, because in South Australia on particular freeways, if you're a bus or a truck,
you got to go 60 k's. All other cars can go 90.
Yeah. It's for the point of braking on steep hills.
His ute was described as a truck, so he got loss of license and 1,000 bucks.
Yeah, but I think he's managed to overturn it, hence police got it wrong in that instance.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rowan. Let's get your story on, mate. What happened? When did the boys and girls of blue get it wrong?
You get it, guys. How are you?
Great, mate.
Good, Rowie.
That's good. About 8 years ago, I actually got pulled up for a random breath test at midnight in Brisbane. And when they were doing it, they've turned around and said, there's actually a bench warrant, a warrant for your arrest. Oh, and
that's pretty gnarly.
I had no idea about it. And, of course, that was it. They handcuffed me. They parked up my car. Phone, wallet, everything in the car still. They just brought my keys and went back to the station, and about 3 hours later they've come back and said, oh, sorry, there was a glitch in the system. It doesn't actually match your ID.
That's loose.
But once again, they got it wrong, and I bet they were so lovely and apologetic on the other side.
Well, the thing is, they said, you're free to go. And I said, well, I haven't got my phone and wallet. Do you mind dropping me back to my car? Yeah. This is like three suburbs away from where the car was.
Yeah.
And they went, oh, sorry, we've finished our shift.
Busy people. Stephanie in Brisbane, thanks for your call. When did they get it wrong, the police? Hey, Steph.
Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. When did they get it wrong?
So I was on a train and, like, the TransLink people and police came on and they were like, oh, you haven't, like, tapped off. And I was like, but I have. Like, I haven't got to the station yet. And they got me off and there was, like, 5 police and 2 TransLink people and they were, like, gave me a warning fine, a warning.
Oh, yeah.
And said, next time you don't tap off. And I was like, but I'm in the right and I called up and everything. And they were like, no, yeah, you shouldn't have got a warning. And I was like, that's crazy.
That is crazy. I've told this story on air before, but once I got pulled over because the police thought that I was holding my phone in my hand and talking on loudspeaker, but I was really holding up KFC sweet and tangy sauce and eating fries.
Sweet and sour, mate. It's delicious.
Yeah. Ashley, wrap this up for us. 99% of the time, our amazing police force get it right. Tell us about the 1% of the time they got it wrong.
Hey, how's it going?
Fantastic.
That's good. So I was in high school and I was in the car with my dad and he was telling me what to get from the shop and a cop car pulled up behind us and 2 cops got out. They walked to the front of the car. One of them grabbed the car keys out from where my dad was sitting and then they both pulled guns on us and just looked at us and said, oh, sorry, wrong car, and then walked away.
It is pretty gangster out in St Albans, that's for sure.
That's the sound of the police. Thanks for your calls, everybody. It's weekend breakfast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Now we're about to wrap up our show for today. Of course, we're back tomorrow from 7. Fingers crossed, back with Tanya.
Yep, she's crook. Paul T, hope you're feeling better.
But we do need to fill the quota of Tanya on our show. For us to be called Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Tanya and Angus,
yep,
we need a Tanya. It's just been us for the whole show.
And that's not fair.
It's not fair.
Give the people what they want, and they want a bit of Tanya.
People love Tanya Hennessy.
Love a bit of tea.
So, without the Hennessy, we found ourselves a Tanya in Perth. Good morning, Tanya.
Hi.
Thank you so much for hearing our call out at 8 o'clock and calling the show. We've given you a call back. Now, we need a story from you. A story in your life that is entertaining, enthralling, gripping.
Give us the gear, T.
Suspenseful. Maybe leave us wanting more. That's what we try and do in our radio career. So bring that, Tanya.
Preferably not about Disney.
All right,
Disney
try,
related.
Okay. But no promises, but I will try.
Go for it.
Okay, so last night I was out to dinner for a friend's birthday with a group of friends from my high school.
Okay.
And then on another table when we walked in, 2 other girls from our high school was there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side of the restaurant, 3 other boys from my high school were there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we were 3 suburbs away from where we went to high school. How weird is that? That's the story.
Oh, I love it. Yes. That is what we wanted.
Oh, you know, it's still better than Disney gear.
That's way better than Disney chat.
Thank you, Tanya. Thank you, Australia, for listening.
Tanya, I love that stuff.
That is our show. Believe it or not, we are back on the air tomorrow from 7. Fingers crossed with the Tanya. Otherwise, we will end tomorrow's show with another story from another Tanya. If you are a Tanya, call 13 10 16. You can get your story on the air tomorrow.
That could not have went any better.
That's what we were hoping for.
That is what we wanted. Oh, I love it.
And it was like, and we were 3 suburbs away from where we went. It's cool. That's my story. Catch you tomorrow.
Across Australia, Weekend Breakfast. Turn the radio on. With Dylan Alcott, Tanya Hennessy, and Angus O'Loughlin.